Part 2. The Dreams. This was the young king's dream. He is in a horrible, dark building. There is a terrible smell. The small windows have bars, and not much sunlight can enter. But in the poor light, the young king sees lots of people working. They are making cloth. They are very thin. Their faces are hungry, and their hands tremble because they are tired. Pale, ill children sit in the dark corners of the room. The young king watches them. A man speaks to him angrily and asks,
"Why are you watching me? Are you my master's spy?"
"Who is your master?"
asks the young king.
"A man like me, but I have poor clothes and I am very hungry. He wears beautiful clothes and is very rich. We work for him all day. We make wine and he drinks it. We work on the land, but he eats the food. We are his slaves."
"But this is a free land,"
says the young king.
"You are no man's slave."
"In war, weak men are the slaves of strong men. In peace, poor men are the slaves of rich men."
"Are you all slaves?"
"Yes, the women and the children, the old and the young."
Suddenly, the young king sees the cloth on the machine. It is gold. The young king is terrified.
"You are making some very beautiful gold cloth. What is it?"
"It is for the coronation robe of the young king,"
the man replies. When the young king heard this, he screamed and woke up. But then he saw the yellow moon at the window and soon slept again. He had another dream. This was his second dream. He is on a long boat. The sun is very hot, and 100 slaves are rowing the boat and working. The master of the boat is giving orders. He is black like ebony and has a red silk turban on his head. In his ears, he has big silver earrings. Someone is whipping the slaves while they work. Finally, the boat arrives in a small bay, and the master throws the anchor and a long rope ladder into the sea. Some men take the youngest slave. They tie a heavy stone to him and throw him into the sea. The young slave disappears into the water, but returns to the boat many times. Every time he returns, he has a beautiful pearl in his hand. The master of the ship looks at the pearls and puts them into a little green bag. The young slave returns to the boat for the last time. He is very pale and tired. In his hand, he has a very beautiful pearl. The pearl is round and white like the moon. But the young slave's ears and nose are full of blood. He falls and dies. But the master of the boat laughs. He takes the pearl from the young slave's hand, and the other slaves throw his dead body into the sea.
"This pearl is for the scepter of the young king,"
he says. When the young king heard this, he screamed and woke up. But he saw the stars at the window and soon slept again. This was his third and last dream. He is in a tropical forest. It is full of strange fruit and beautiful, poisonous flowers. There are snakes in the grass, parrots in the trees, and monkeys and peacocks all around. The young king sees lots of men working in a dry river. They are digging the ground and cutting big rocks and stones. Death and Avarice are in a dark cavern. They are also watching the men. Death says to Avarice,
"Give me one third of your men."
But Avarice refuses.
"No, they are my servants,"
she says. Death is very angry when he hears this. He sends malaria to kill one third of the men.
"What have you got in your hand?"
Death asks.
"3 grains of corn. But why are you interested?"
she asks. Death says,
"Give me 1 grain of corn to plant in my garden."
But Avarice replies,
"No, it is my corn."
And she hides the corn in her pocket. Again, Death is very angry when he hears this and calls Fever. Fever comes in a red robe like fire. He touches one third of the men and kills them.
"Now give me a grain of corn for my garden,"
says Death.
"No, never,"
replies Avarice. Death is extremely angry and calls Plague. Plague arrives from the sky, flying like a bird, and kills the rest of the men. Avarice screams,
"Oh!"
and runs into the forest. Death takes his red horse and rides away, fast like the wind. And then dragons and terrible monsters come out of the rivers and the valleys. The young king cries and says,
"Who were those men? What were they doing?"
"They were looking for rubies for a king's crown,"
replies a voice behind him. The young king turns and sees a man in white. This man has a mirror in his hand.
"Which king?"
he asks.
"Look in this mirror and you will see the king,"
replies the man in white. He sees his face in the mirror, screams, and wakes up. He sees the sun shining at his window. It is his coronation day.